Father and faith in the Son. Chapter in the 17th verse reads, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that thou is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham my father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou hath faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." Amen.
Amen.
Faith goes a little bit more than just believing God for things.
Amen.
Faith has to deal with our walk in God.
Amen.
When it says, even so faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone. What good is faith, or Nikros, if you're not producing anything?
Amen.
It's important that we know that faith that we have, not only the now faith, but also the faith that causes us to produce.
Amen.
Or to reproduce.
Yeah.
As he says, even now faith, if it has not works, what good is your faith if you don't have nothing that's coming from your faith?
Amen.
Faith goes a little bit more. You know, Pastor Fred, we can believe God for new chairs. We can believe God for new cars. We can believe God for houses and all those things. But this faith goes a little bit deeper. We're talking here about pistis faith, that divine implanted principle that God has implanted in us.
Amen.
It's no longer just the measure of faith that we were born with, but it's faith. And I like the fact that God allowed us to be born with a measure of faith.
Amen.
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 Because most people don't think that measure of faith is important, but it's very important. Because God uses that measure of faith to track us down.
Amen.
Amen.
That measure of faith is like a homing beacon. And God follows that beacon. And when he settles on that beacon, he begins to deal with the faith in our lives through his ministry.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's important that we understand that the faith that we're talking about here has to do with a lifestyle.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Yea, man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Uh-huh.
When we're talking about works, we're talking about things, deeds, and doing. It's important that we let people know that we live by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
Because, see, when you live by faith and not by sight, that means you can see the invisible. You can see those things that you have need of, those things that you desire, beyond what you can imagine you can touch.
Okay.
Because it's important that we understand that God is moving in a supernatural way in our lives. But he can only move through Faith.
Amen.
He can't move through our own ideas or our own principles or our own thoughts. He can only move through his faith. And we graduate from the measure of faith to faith in itself.
Amen.
Faith has to deal with your character, the character of God. Faith has to deal with the nature and the mindset of God. Amen. It's not just to believe God for things, but it's to believe God. Paul said that. They were saying this. Listen, James said, listen to what I'm telling you. I'm going to show you my works through my faith. You might have faith, but you don't have no works. So your faith ain't that important. But if you show me some works, like loving people, like Pastor Therese was talking about, loving people, caring about people, that's what faith is. Because what faith does that we don't realize, faith allows you to look past that outer person and look into the heart of that person.
Come on, come on, come on.
Because that's what God does.
Amen.
God looks at the heart of individuals. He searches the heart of our individuals, and he knows what we have need of, and he knows what we're going through, and he knows what we're experiencing. So therefore, if we keep walking by faith and aren't moved by what we see or by what we feel or by what we hear, we only move through faith. Because when you're only moved through faith, you can see those things that are not as though they should be.
Amen.
I'm paraphrasing. The way you want to see them. The way God wants you to see them.
Amen.
Not the way you want to see them.
Amen.
I get tired of looking at stuff the way I want to look at it. Because it don't produce nothing.
Amen.
Huh? I'm telling you, it don't produce what God wants to produce. It'll produce what? Anger? Anxiety? No peace? No joy? But this faith that we're talking about finds joy.
Amen.
Finds peace.
Yes.
It gives you the ability to do long-suffering. And see, we don't like that word, long-suffering, because it means that you suffer long. You just reversed it. You suffer long. And you're asking God, okay, Lord, when is this going to be over with? Instead of telling the Lord, Lord, whatever it is, I'm going to get through it. Because I'm living in faith. See, that pistis faith is that principle, that nature, that character that God has birthed within us so that we can run this race. And we can have patience in running. Listen to me. We're not running from anything, but we're running to something.
Amen.
We're running to the gift of God.
That's right.
And the man of God was just letting us know that you always bragging about what you can do, patting yourself on the back. But I'm going to show you my faith by what I can produce.
Amen.
What am I producing? Love.
That's right.
Joy.
Amen.
Peace in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Encouraging people. Uplifting people, believing people, helping people, praying for people. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to have.
Amen.
You know, I noticed something. I went to do a test. I had to be there at 7:30 in the morning. Now, you know, that's faith for me. 7:30 in the morning, that's faith. I'm like, dear Lord, help me. I got to be there at 7. And what I noticed was when I pulled up, I had to go to I don't know what it's called, St. John or Henry Ford. They got a big sign on Welcome to Henry Ford. Is it Henry Ford now? Man, they just swallowing up stuff, ain't they? Amen. But I noticed that. I go, that's interesting. When did they do that? Whoever is in charge or owns or runs Henry Ford had a vision that they were going to swallow up other hospitals. You had to have a vision, or you wouldn't go for it. Pastor Rez had a vision. He was working downtown. He decided, he comes and said, you know what, Pastor, I think I'm going to leave and go out on my own. I said, well, if that's what you think you need to do, then you go ahead. And that's what he did. He had a vision. A vision through faith. He had to have faith to believe that he was going to conquer all the adversaries and conquer all the things that would be in front of him. That's the way we are. We have to believe that we can conquer things.
Amen.
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 I was looking at one of the young ladies, Lauren, on Facebook, and all the things that she's accomplished and things that she has to have faith to believe that in spite of the things that are going on around her or what people think about her, or what people think about her product, that is still going to do what? Manifest itself and be a blessing, not just to her, but to people that are involved in it.
Amen. Amen.
That's what faith does.
Amen.
Faith is not just a faith is works.
That's right.
Faith, you have to put something behind your faith. Yeah. You just say, I got faith. For what? What you doing with it?
Right.
I will show you my faith according to my works or my deeds or my doings. Amen. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. He said, now everybody believe, you might believe is one God. So you are doing good on that sense. Your faith allows you to believe that. But the devils also believe. Devils in the Greek means demigods. You know what a demigod is? A man who set himself up in the temple thinking that he is God.
Amen.
Have mercy.
Even he had to believe that he could do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get off of that one.
Man.
Even the devils believed. Lord have mercy. And, but the, guess what? They tremble too.
Amen.
That's right. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that thou faith without works is dead? Yeah. You say you got faith, but you don't have no works to go along with it.
Right.
I believe that my business is going to do great, but I'm not doing nothing to help it do great.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I come in this church and I don't see empty chairs. I see chairs with people in them.
Amen.
Don't matter whether people are not in the chairs or not, I still see people in the chairs.
Amen.
Because there's a time and a place for everything, and God knows exactly what's going on.
Amen.
So I have to believe and have trust in Him.
Yes.
And keep believing and trusting God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, what good are your works if they did? Listen to this. Was not Abraham, my father, justified by works when he had offered up Isaac, his son, upon the altar? That is faith.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have did that, Pastor. He been waiting how many years for a son? 90-something years he been waiting on that son. He tried to do it on his own, and he made a mess.
Uh-huh.
Now they're tripping over there. That's his fault. Because he didn't wait. But then he realized something. You know what? God told me that I was going to have a son. But God didn't tell me that he wanted me to sacrifice my son. So he had to believe that in spite of that, through his faith, his works, by putting his son on the altar, he believed that even if he killed him, like God had asked him to, God would restore him. You have to believe that in spite of whatever it is you're going through, that if you go through it, God will restore you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He will. He'll restore you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just have to believe in that.
Yes. Amen.
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 I get tickled, you know. I go, everything on my right side hurt. My right knee, my right ankle, my right wrist. But you know what? That's okay. Because I see it not hurting.
Amen.
That's why I keep doing what I'm doing.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
This is a race we're in.
Okay.
This race that we're in, it's a faith race.
Amen.
I believe I can get through that mountain.
Amen.
I believe I can overcome this struggle. I believe I can stand up in the midst of this sickness and proclaim that Jesus
Amen.
Is Lord.
Amen.
Faith is the ability to believe beyond the natural
Amen.
And see that you would like to have.
Amen.
You know what I want from God? I pray all the time. Lord, give me greater understanding of your scriptures.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if I get greater understanding through faith, there's nothing that can stand in the way to stop me from reaching the goals that I've seen myself reaching.
Amen.
This is a battle we're in. Abraham put his son on the altar to sacrifice his son. But he believed, in spite of that, if God had to raise him from the dead, he would do it. Because
yeah.
God don't ask you for something without giving you something back.
Amen.
See, we done forgot all about that. Because we done start living by sight.
My Lord.
They say, it's slippery outside. Well, I guess I'll be sliding on my way. If God can't keep me, I can't be kept.
Amen.
So Abraham did all this. See, is that how faith wrought with his works? And by works was his faith made what?
Perfect.
The word perfect is translated mature. His faith was made mature. You know what maturity does for you? It gives you strength beyond measure.
Amen.
Maturity in faith lets you know that there is not a battle that you cannot win.
Amen.
The Bible also tells us that without this kind of faith,
come on.
You can't please God.
Come on.
You can't please God without this kind of faith. That's because right. This is the kind of faith that produces character.
That's right.
Amen.
Preach.
And the nature after God. Yeah. This is the kind of faith. That's what God's looking for. When God looks down into our spirits, he wants to see his character.
Amen.
He wants to see his nature. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not standing here telling you that it's easy, because it's not.
Amen.
It's people have a way of getting on your nerves.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. I bet God even got on Abraham's nerves. I waited all this time to get this boy, and now you want me to put him on an altar? I'll do it, Lord.
Have mercy.
Abraham believed God, and that it was imputed unto him for righteousness, because imputed being reckoned unto him to be in right standing with God.
Amen.
That's what faith does in your life. It puts you in right standing with God. Because you still loving people, whether they love you back or not. You encourage people, whether they encourage you back or not.
Amen.
You lift up people whether they lift you up or not. Because you have the faith of God in your life, which makes you a living being, a transfer of God's power in your life. Changes, transfers your mindset. It actually changes your identity in God. They don't know what you've been through. They don't know what you've experienced. They don't know how you've got to the place that you've gotten to in God. But you do. You know you did it by faith.
Amen.
You did it in faith. I want to please God. That's what I want to do.
Amen.
And I know that if I don't have this kind of faith, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
Because I'm going to give up somewhere down the road. But this faith says there is no give up in you.
Amen.
You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. How? Through faith. God is looking for a people that will stand up and proclaim that this is the acceptable year or day of the Lord.
Amen.
But you can't do it if you can't see it through faith eyes.
Amen. Right.
You got to be able to see it through faith eyes. Because if you don't see it through faith eyes, all you're going to see is turmoil, disaster, destruction.
Yeah.
But God wants us to see peace.
Yes.
And he wants us to see joy. You know, we don't even talk about politics in this church because it don't do no good.
Amen.
We can't change nothing.
Amen.
It is what it is. You voted for who you voted for, and that's that.
Amen.
I'll have a fit. No politics. Because Jesus is Lord.
That's right.
Wherever Jesus is Lord, faith operates. And if faith is operating, we don't need politics.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Whatever God has promised you in faith, can't nobody stop it.
That's right.
But you.
That's right.
You're the only one that can separate yourself from the promise of God.
Amen.
I'm looking for my promise.
Amen.
I look for it so hard, Brother Tony, I try to feel it. I want to sense it in my spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I sense you. I hear you. I see you, Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, people make fun, they think it's funny, but it's not funny. It's a real deal. Either you're going to love God in faith, or you're going to love yourself in faith. You say, well, how is that possible? Because you're still flesh. You ain't Superman or Superwoman. You still got to have hurt in your life. There's still going to be pain and agony.
Amen.
But in faith, my God, in faith,
yes,
it's already done, Pastor Fred.
Yeah.
I can see it done already.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Hallelujah. I love the babies because they get involved. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. So we need to please God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. You can't be justified or redeemed just by your faith. You got to produce something. You got to produce some works. That's what God did in Genesis. Man tried to destroy what God did. And man is still trying to destroy what God has promised. But he can't do it. Because we are faith beings. We live by faith. Not by what we see. We live by what we understand in God. That's why God said, with all you're getting, get what?
Understanding.
Because you need understanding of the scripture so that you can keep it by faith. People think they can live by faith and the Bible's got this much dirt on them. Your faith is in this Bible.
Amen.
It'll teach you. It'll guide you. It'll instruct you.
Amen.
On the things of God.
Amen.
You know, when you look at that, when it was talking about faith, and James was talking about faith here, he was actually talking about how the Jews that have given their lives to God were coming against the Gentiles who had been redeemed.
Amen.
My Lord.
So the Gentiles had to have faith to believe that in spite of the Jews, they were still called by God.
Amen.
It takes faith. People will try to convince you that you're not important, but you are.
Amen.
Faith says you're important.
Amen.
You got this far by faith.
That's right.
Amen. I know it to be so.
That's right.
Amen. So as long as we live by faith and we walk in faith, and we talk in faith,
amen,
and we hear in faith, and we learn to see in faith, there's nothing that can keep us from receiving what God has for us through faith.
Amen.
Everybody stand.
Amen.
Look at verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is what?
Dead
also. They got to go together.
That's right.
They got to go together. That's why God wants us to simplify things in our lives so that we can actually hear God through faith. I have faith to believe. I've been dealing with this, all been listening to this in my ear, in my head, in my spirit all week. God was saying, I'm impressed by your works that are manifested through faith.
Yeah,
I'm not impressed by just your works. Because if you do it outside of faith, then you're not being blessed. I'm not in it. And God wants to be in everything that we do.
Yeah.
Everything. Amen. Let's pray. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I pray through faith, Lord, that everyone will abound, Lord God, and show forth your glory and your honor through faith. Father, I pray that our faith will lift up a standard in our lives so that what we see, we can have, but we can only have it through faith. So, Father, I pray that you pour your spirit out upon everyone in here, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Restore, Lord God, redeem, Lord God, in your precious name. Lord, we already know that we can't please you if we don't live by faith. So, Father, teach us to live by faith. Guide us living in faith. Speak to us in faith. Lord God, I thank you right now for moving by your Spirit. Lord God, everyone shall live according to your Spirit by faith. So, Father, I thank you for touching sick bodies and hurt knees and hurt arms and twisted minds and, Lord God, troubled spirits. Through faith, Lord God, I speak to all these things and I command them to be part of the subjection to your power. So, Father, let your word create an atmosphere in our lives, Lord God, that we can look inside and see how great you are and what you're doing in our lives. So, Father, I thank you right now for just having your way like never before. I praise you. I glorify you. And I see you through faith, Father. Now bless your name for the work that you're going to do in your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Give God some praise. It took faith for you to get up and be here today.
Yes, Lord.
It snowed last night. Amen. Amen. Some people had other things to do, like sleep. Amen. As we get ready to take up tithes and offering, amen.